such a fickle thing. In a split second, it can take an unexpected twist or turn. We know that. So, well, sometimes it's hard to feel secure about the future. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program. Now today we're going to be taking a look at your security from a different perspective. This week we've been talking about low self-esteem and looking at it from a different perspective. You know, that need we all have to feel safe and secure. We all need to have that deep sense of security inside because that's where we get our peace. It's where we get our joy. I'd like to finish up today with a subject of planning. We all have a plan for our lives, but we all know that any number of things, big or small, can change that plan in an instant, for better or for worse. So in the plan we have for our lives, how can we feel secure? How can we know that it'll all turn out okay? Where you and I are in life today depends on so many things. It depends on the strengths and weaknesses that were handed out to us at birth. It depends on our parents. It depends on where they chose to bring us up. It depends on what school we went to. Maybe a chance meeting, maybe a success, maybe a failure, maybe just a little twist or a turn along the way, one small change, and your life and my life could be totally different today to what it is. And because we know that, so many people live in fear of their futures. And on top of that, they look at their self-image and think, oh, I'm not good at this, I can't cope with that, oh, I'm not going to be able to deal with this. And so future, instead of being something that we anticipate, for many people can be something that they fear. I have watched some people live all their lives into old age, living in fear of the future. What a sad, sad life. As we've been talking this week on a different perspective, in part, we need to stop looking at what the world says about us and what distorted view we get from other people who probably have their own problems and their own issues and their own angers and weaknesses in life. Stop having a self-image and turn around and look at God and listen to what God says about us and start having a faith image. Start believing what God says about us. You know, God says that he saw us and created us in our mother's womb. He says that before time began, every day of our lives had been written in a book. We're going to look at that a little bit later today. God says he loves us so much, he sent his son to die for us. We have so much value. I believe it's about time for a lot of people in this world to believe what God says about them, because God has good things to say. God has a good future planned, a close, intimate, beautiful relationship. And nowhere else does he express it more beautifully than in a psalm that I'm about to read to you. It's Psalm 139, and it's kind of a little bit long, but it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of poetry. It says this, Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, when I stand up. You know my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down, and you're acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in front of me, behind me. You lay your hand upon me. Oh, what wonderful knowledge that is. It's so high, I just can't imagine. And where can I go from you? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed under the ground, you're there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, the darkness is going to cover me and the light around me will become night. Even the darkness isn't dark to you. The night is as bright as a day to you. Because it was you who formed my inner parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, even when none of them yet existed. Ah, Lord, these are beautiful thoughts. How vast is the sum of them. I try to count them, but there are more than the sand on the beach. I come to the end and I'm still with you. Isn't that a beautiful statement of what God thinks of us? It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter who we've been. we can end up thinking of God as some distant figure. You know, here am I suffering through what I'm suffering and going through my own private hell, and God's out there some long distance away. And through this psalm, God is crying out, no, no, you've got it all wrong. I'm here. I'm right here, and I love you. And I know when you get up, and I know when you sit down. I know everything on your mind. Before you open your mouth, I know what you're going to say. When you were being formed in your mother's womb, I was there. I formed you. And I didn't make a mistake. Everything that you are is what I planned for you. Everything that you can do is what I gave you. I planned your strengths. I planned your limitations. I love you. I love you perfectly. I love you unconditionally. I accept you. And it's not just what he made us. Look at this. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. But look at the future. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them as yet existed. So not only are you this beautiful creature, handcrafted by God, but every day of your life, every day of my life, is already planned. God already knows. Nothing is a surprise. Nothing catches God off guard. I look back on the worst time of my life. I look at the pain that I experienced that today has borne fruit of gentleness. I look at how I was brought low, and today in my heart it's borne fruit of empathy. All of those things were prepared for me. And all of those things God used for good in me to do what I'm doing right here and right now. The Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. I believe God is calling you now, today. And the message he has for you is that it is not his plan for you to live your life with a poor self-image. To live your life in fear, to live your life feeling so inadequate that you have to wear a mask, that it hurts inside, that you just can't put it into words. God has a very, very clear message for you today. And it's this: I made you. I made you the way that you are, and you are so beautiful to me. I love you so much. Come to me and let me hold you. Come to me and taste my love, drink my love, experience my love, day after day, from now until eternity. And I will give you a peace. I will give you a sense of well-being that you never thought possible. Because I love you so much that I didn't hold my son back from you, that I allowed him to be nailed on a cross so that you could be forgiven. You are forgiven. Believe in the one whom I sent. Believe in my son. Come home to me, and I will hold you in my arms for the rest of your life and eternal life. That is the message of God for you today. That is the message that God wants you to have in your heart today, tomorrow, forever. I'd like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential. Your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time Monday. with a different perspective.